Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Good Saturday morning. How are you doing? Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Beautiful, beautiful weekend of the neighborhood. The neighborhood is East Nashville. Roy's Meat Service one-on-one with Greg Pug presented by Freeman Webb. And if you come to Roy's Meat Service, there's a fixture here that you might run into every once in a while. He's our guest today, former president of the Nashville Oldtimers Baseball Association. If you go to Shelby Park, field number 2, Mickey Hyder Field, on and on and on, president of the Sandlot Sports. We got a lot to get to today in a short period of time, but Mickey, thanks for, I was going to say thanks for stopping by, but I see you in here about every Saturday morning anyway. And I said, well, if you're just going to stop by here every Saturday morning, I'll put you on.
Well, it works for me, but I'm honored and humbled to be here.
Yeah, and you know your way around. You just drove your Gator up from Shelby Park, right?
Absolutely. There's no point in getting the truck out. I could be here in 2 minutes.
Tell me about your day today.
Well, it started at 7 a.m., and I cut the fields so that they'd be nice and striped up and the kids could have fun today. We have tournament going on. There'll be 10 games played on 2 fields today, about 300 kids involved. So and in between games, of course, we repair the fields. We drag them and do all that. And then about 11 o'clock tonight, hopefully I'll turn the lights out and go and get prepared for 7 a.m. tomorrow.
Why?
Because for 300 kids are doing something positive today. They're not staring at a telephone. They're not getting in trouble. They're physically doing something that's going to make them healthier. You know, and baseball is such a great teacher. If you're really good, you make 6 or 7 outs out of 10. And so they learn to deal with adversity and a little bit of failure. And this generation doesn't have a lot of that in their lives. Yeah. Quite honestly, parents pretty much shield them in a lot of different ways, and they learn how to overcome not doing so well.
And working within the team framework.
That is another thing. So socially, they have to fit in. That's a great point. It's just good thing all the way around. And one of the reasons I've always been attracted to baseball is the fact that, first of all, it's kind of a thinking man's game. It's not just total physical all the time. But it also teaches you to work with others and the framework of, I mean, you can make the greatest play in the world with the first baseman that misses the ball. We still got nothing.
Right.
I
was joking with you. I think last Saturday you were in here. Let me see your shoes. No, you got some different color shoes on. You had white tennis shoes on that had looked like you'd been running through a Georgia red mud field.
I have been.
Yeah.
2 of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of had to retire those. You said they were white. They were actually brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were white shoes turned to brown to this color of this table. And I go, I know where those have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did it – I mean, well, we got a lot to get to. I want to build up to where we are now, but where did it start with baseball for you? Because, I mean, we're going to get to all the different tentacles. I like that, tentacles. But you're all over baseball in this city at every level.
Well, it started with my dad playing baseball. I would go to the games with my daddy. There was a league called the Tri-State League back in the day, and it was highly competitive. a lot of college players, ex-pros, and, you know, that's what people did a lot back in those days. And I went and shagged balls and bat boy and all that kind of stuff. And that I just fell in love with the game for some of the reasons I've already mentioned. And when I got to Lipscomb and got to play some college baseball, I got in the Tri-State League and actually got to play with my dad on the same field. So he played first, and I was catcher, and I got to drive in my dad. So and it was just a special bond, I guess. And then 30 years later, the same thing happens again with my son.
Nick.
Mm-hmm. And he's playing college baseball, and we had a college-age league down here. And I ran.
Where did he play college ball?
At Trevecca.
Trevecca, uh-huh.
He started 4 years there and got to play 4 years of pro ball after that. So, you know, I ran short of players one game and ended up having to play the game and got to drive in my son. So I have now driven in my dad and my kid.
And you were telling me you just played in a game on a field.
Yeah, right down here.
Tell me what you were telling me before you went on the air.
Well, I'm down there literally putting down lines and bases, and a friend of mine who coaches one of the senior league teams comes up to me and says, I'm a player short. Will you play? And I go, well, I don't have a uniform. He said, I got one in the car. So I literally finish putting down the lines and bases, go put on a uniform, and I'm in the game. And so I got on 3 out of 4 times, and I had to run the bases all the way around twice. And the last time I was on base, of all things, I'm thinking I got it made now. I made it all the way to third. I can walk in from here. Mm-hmm. Well, the ball gets by the catcher, and instincts take over, and I'm running towards home.
It's a pass ball. You're supposed to go.
Yeah. And so I go flying in there, and the pitcher catches the ball from the catcher. And I got a hook slide to the right. And if I'd have gone out there and you said, Mickey, show me how to hook slide, I could have done it in 5 tries. But at that moment,
wow,
it just happened.
The time difference between the first time you played on that field to the last time this past week.
64 years
you played on that field.
At some point,
at some point.
It's crazy.
And
I know.
You started when you were age 2, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the odd thing about that is, how many fields can you name that is 112 years old of continuous play? I mean, you're looking at Rickwood Field maybe in Birmingham, mm-hmm. Fenway and Wrigley, and it's probably the 4th field is Shelby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, but, I mean, 3 Cy Young Award winners pitched off that mound. Wayne Garland, R.A. Dickey, and David Price. League MVP Mookie Betts played 30, 40 games there. I mean, it's just so much history. I just have to get there every morning.
112 years.
112 years. 1914, they played their first game there. And despite floods and pandemics and wars, there's been baseball played there 112 seasons. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is. Mickey Hyder is our guest, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville, just up the hill from
exactly.
Shelby Park. Yeah.
It's not even a quarter of a mile,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, and it's easier to walk down there than it is to get. That's why you brought the gator up
exactly.
from Shelby Park as well. What was it like having that field named after you?
Well, that came as a shock, actually. Uh-huh. Tommy Lynch was head of parks at the time, and a lot of people know Tommy Lynch.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was a great park
Followed
director.
Followed Jim Fike.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, in 2010, there was a gigantic flood in Nashville that most everybody knows about, and it washed away the softball quad, 4 fields that were there. And Tommy said, you've been bugging me for field space forever. Here's your opportunity. I'll get you the material. You build it. And so I got with Darren Hall, our sheriff, and he said, oh, we'll be glad to participate. So all these guys that didn't show up for court dates and didn't pay child support became my temporary employees.
Yeah.
So,
for them, they got out of jail to do something,
well,
right?
Yeah. And what was great about it is I'd call on Monday and tell them what we're going to be doing this week. And if we were going to be laying block, they'd send out block layers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was great. I had electricians, plumbers, everything and at my disposal. And so I had Tommy and Darren throw out the first pitch on that field. It took me 14 months. But it's there now, and it has been there for 10 years, or 12 years now, I guess.
Mickey Hyder Field.
Well, I should have told you how that came to be. With Tommy, because I did build it.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the Old Timers Banquet, and I'm emceeing, and I introduce our president. The president steps up to the microphone, he does his thing, and he says, "Now here's Tommy Lynch." Well, I'm looking at my notes and say, "What the heck is Tommy Lynch doing up there?"
I was actually at this bank. Yeah, I've been to just about all of them the last 25 years.
I knew you had. But anyway.
Thanks to Skip Nipper, another Mr. Baseball.
There you go.
Yep.
But he gets up there and says that the park board had voted to name field number 2 at Shelby, Mickey Hyder Field. And I'm stunned, had nothing prepared to accept the award. So I quoted my grandson. I said, "Boy, I didn't see that one coming."
Yeah.
And so it's been that way ever since, and it makes it easier because people can't figure out the difference between 1 and 2. So they can, if the name's on it, they know which field they got to go to.
How many leagues are there?
Well, there are
softball, baseball, everything that's going on.
Well, I just do baseball,
right?
But there are 4 adult leagues at various age groups: 18, 30, and 50. And there's 2 groups of different groups.
Now, this is competitive baseball. This isn't.
Well, it's funny. You'll have one guy that you're pretty sure at least played college ball and maybe some pro, and you have another guy you're pretty sure he got cut from his high school. So, you know, you have the haves and the have-nots, but they show up in uniforms and they have umpires and they're.
Yeah.
They're dead serious about it, and so we host them usually during midweek, and then on the weekends, starting usually Thursday or Friday, we have youth baseball, and they're usually tournaments, and we'll play, 30 games a week.
We're from what area?
Oh, they're from I've had,
because you mentioned David Price, Murfreesboro,
these tournaments. They come in here from all over. I mean, I've had teams from Ontario, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati area always sends a bunch of teams down here for whatever reason. So Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, Georgia, all those Mississippi. There's teams from all over, and it's really been good for the economy of Nashville because all those people are staying in hotels and buying gas and all of that stuff.
How's the quality of play?
Again, you have the haves and the have-nots. I mean, there's some teams out there you're thinking, they're probably their best rec team at their park. And then you have other guys, you see 3 or 4 guys that are going to play at the next level.
Yeah.
So, there's some organizations that are better than others, and I won't mention those. Mm-hmm. If there's good coaching, usually there's pretty good players.
What about the youth of Nashville? Because we hear the decline of people playing baseball, especially in the inner city, especially in certain demographics, racial demographics and whatever. Is Nashville a little bit insulated from that a little bit?
I think so because, you got Murfreesboro, you got Franklin, you got Hendersonville, Goodlettsville.
Yeah.
I mean, and all of those teams have players from those areas. Now, inner city, because I also host high schools during the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 metro schools and 3 private schools. That's
their home field?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that's, well, they got, I got 2 fields, so, we can get all those in. But some of the inner city schools are not that competitive, but some of the private schools are very competitive. So it's just, like I said, it's kind of like the old men's league. You got some guys that are really good and some guys that you're hoping they don't get hurt out there.
Mickey Hyder is our guest this morning, if there is a Mr. Baseball. We're going to go through some of the other Mount Rushmores of Nashville baseball, and I'm going to throw some names out to Mickey and just get his thoughts on some people over the years, just the foundation of baseball in this city. We're going to talk about the Nashville Vols. We've got to get into that. A lot of things to get to. I want to talk about Sandlot, what your company of 20 years. I like that hat. I may have to steal it. Anyway, well, Mickey Hyder is our guest, 101 with Craig Pope, presented by Freeman Webb. We are at Roy's Meat Service on 94.9 The Fan. Mickey Hyder is our guest, 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. And you were just talking about how this place means something to you that keeps you out of the hot dog stand.
Exactly. You know, you can just eat so much concession food and then
yeah. –
And you could come up to Roy's and get a meat and three if you want it.
Yeah, and you can just drive your Gator and pull right up.
Exactly.
Mickey Hyder, our guest. Tell me about Sandlot Sports. It's something you, your son, Nick, are involved in now 20 years into it, sandlotter.com. What is it?
Well, it's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. And I needed some way to, when I go to Sam's for the concession stand or have to buy some mound clay or whatever, I could do it and have a company to run it through.
We'll run your expenses through.
My expenses through. And because it's 501c3, I don't have to pay as much tax and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, it's a nonprofit, theoretically, right?
Well, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, trust me.
No, I know.
I can prove I don't make any money.
Yeah, I've been in several businesses that weren't nonprofit that were nonprofit.
I understand.
I just didn't get the protection.
Exactly. But, you know, the guys pay to play there. And that keeps the doors open and keeps gas in that Gator and the moor and all of that stuff.
So what do you do? That's just the umbrella of Mickey Hyder.
Well, that's just the umbrella, yes. But, you know, we run tournaments and events. You know, we do showcases so kids can showcase their talent. We've done camps where that, you know, all the kids come out and learn from a bunch of college coaches. I mean, there's just so many success stories that have come from that park. I mean, I can talk to you about specific major league players that got to – I mean, Rick's Brothers, who was with Colorado Rockies for a number of years, he was playing ball at Shelby Park, and Lipscomb happened to – one of the coaches was there, signed him, and from there he went to the Colorado Rockies. So
Jeff Forehand.
Yep. And so if
son of Fred Forehand.
Who I played for, by the way.
Yeah.
That 13-year-old year I was talking about, I was playing for Fred Forehand.
Wow.
The field's named after him at NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I played for him all my teenage years because he, as a 13-year-old who usually didn't get to play too much, I got to play every game. So, from that point on, that's who I played for each summer.
The foundation for baseball in this city, for not having a major league, quote, major league team. We know what, you know, Larry Schmitto brought us the Sounds. It's now in his great run at Greer, the new stadium, the push for major league baseball that by him in the early 90s, you know, won two SEC championships at Vanderbilt, comes from Nashville Metro, that world, the old NIL, not the new NIL,
right,
the name, image, like, but the Nashville Interscholastic League.
Yeah.
I want to go over some names with you, one of them being Larry Schmitto.
Well, Larry, I mean, he promoted baseball to the point where we are now, and because of the groundwork that he laid, we're likely to be us in Salt Lake. They're likely to be.
Yeah, we're there.
We're there. I mean,
for an expansion.
And that wouldn't have happened had we not had the Nashville Sounds. I mean, that's proved that we deserve to have a team. And people don't realize one of the reasons he was so successful. He was the most, I would say, best recruiter for local talent that anybody I've ever known in Nashville. And basically, he just took his summer teams and put him in college when he went to Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And they ended up kicking butt at Vanderbilt because it's like they were kicking my butt when I was playing against them here. So, you know, he was a key figure, as was Farrell Owen.
Well, I was going, that's the next, look here, right? Yeah, don't steal my questions, man.
Okay, sorry about that. Get ahead of you.
But, of course, his general manager or president or whatever,
yep.
His right-hand man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Farrell and I were teammates at Lipscomb, so we've been
A great one with Farrell. Too soon.
Yeah, it was a really, really sad day for me when Farrell passed, because he was at the park all the time coming and going.
I remember I'd go to Greer Stadium. You know where he would sit? Right up there, right under the press box, sort of on the third base side behind home plate at the very last row.
Yeah.
That group right there, they were there every game.
There you go.
Yeah.
And he was at all the Lipscomb games, and then in between he'd come out and sit with me at the park, and I would fool with Farrell. Farrell came in one day and said, he's talking to my assistant, Andy, and he said, "Andy, I was playing against Mickey in a game out here one night, and he threw the ball so high with such an arc to throw it to second base as a catcher that it bounced twice and rolled." And I said, he said, and the umpire almost called it an infield fly because it had so much arc on it. And I said, yeah, and the funny part, Andy, is despite all that throw, I still threw Farrell out.
Mickey Hyder, our guest here, 101 with Greg Pogue. Skip Nipper. Skip's been great to me over the years. He always makes sure, and he doesn't have to try very hard, that the old timers bank. We're going to talk about the old timers association here after the next break, but what he has done to capture the history of baseball has been totally remarkable.
He is the historian,
yes,
for Nashville baseball. There's no question about
right.
it. I think he still owns the copyright to Sulphur Dale. That tells you something.
Yeah.
So
did you ever go to Sulphur Dale?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to play there in an all-star game when I was about 14 or 15, and Dad, they would always play the Tri-State League All-Star Game there at the old Sulphur Dale. So I attended many games and played in a few there.
Yeah, the Tennessee Vols.
The Tennessee Vols.
Yeah.
Or and Nashville Vols.
Be careful there. The Nashville Vols.
Exactly.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, and there were some great people that I got to be friends with that came from that organization too.
Yeah.
But Skip has done an incredible job of keeping us all up to speed on what has happened. And he's a great historian.
Yeah, the documentaries that he's done have been amazing. And he's, yeah, been such a good friend. I'll tell you one thing he did for me. And the who's who of your guest speakers. I know you just had Goose Gossage.
Yes.
Last year. Don Mattingly on it. I mean, you just, it's a who's who, right?
It really is.
Raleigh Fingers,
yeah,
was there. Well, hold on, let me give you a 20-second timeout. Who are you a fan of?
Well, it's individual players,
yeah,
not necessarily
a team. Well, good. Yeah. If you'd have said the Cardinals, we'd have to end the interview right now. But and I'm a Brewers fan,
yeah,
obviously. In the 82 World Series, I went to all 7 games. Raleigh Fingers, obviously. Skip got me, and I have it, it's not framed, but it's in a plastic protective bag. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Raleigh Fingers was.
Yeah.
And it's signed to Greg, Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, that's
on
so
an
cool.
original issue. And that's one of my treasured keepsakes.
Well, yeah.
And thanks to Skip, you know, thought enough of me to do that. I want to talk about the Old Timers Baseball Association, get more in depth with that and everything. Tell me about Perfect Game, your work with them. You are, I don't know if you still are, or once upon a time, the Deep South Regional Directive and part of the Super 25 tournament series.
Yeah, we did a bunch of tournaments with Perfect Game. That's, yeah, it's a sanction like NCAA or whatever. And we did a bunch of those. And we're also, there's a organization called Prep Baseball, which is a competitor of Perfect Game. We've done some things with them and plan to do some more.
Yeah.
So there's sanctions in youth baseball just like there are in college and other things.
Can I ask you a question about Roy's Meat Service? Of course, Jeff and Christy, the owner, great people. Shelly, Nashville Cats mom, by the way. By the way, the Nashville Cats play this afternoon, 4 o'clock in Michigan. And if people want to come up, I am hosting a watch party at Skyline 500 Bar. It's part of the Shelby's Trio right across the street from the main entrance of F&M Bank Arena.
Yeah.
At 4 this afternoon. We're having a watch party up in Clarksville.
Very
good. So I'll be heading up there to cheer the Cats on. How many places can you walk in and get Wagyu beef, not cheap, and fishing worms, and night crawlers, and mealworms? Some lady just walked in, bought three things of night crawlers
so
to go
funny.
Fishing, and within 20 feet of it is a case that has Wagyu beef.
Yes, yes.
And I'll just tell you, it's $59 a pound. How many places can
not,
do
not
that?
Many, not
I
many.
I don't know of any.
I don't know of any.
Yeah, I don't know of any. Mickey Hyder is our guest. We're going to get into the Old Timers Baseball Association, a few other things as well, and just the work they've done, the scholarships they've given out, everything to do with that. Let me tell you about the Boulevard Bar and Grill. Jeff Neble, my buddy, Tay and Leia, the managers there. It's become my hang in Murfreesboro. Just love it. A lot of things to get to. It's at 2154 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just right across the street from MTSU. The MTSU Football Coaches Show. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to brag a little bit, but I'm having lunch with MTSU football coach Derek Mason there Monday.
That's outstanding.
To talk about some things. And their coaches show, the men's and women's basketball coaches show, Chip Walters, the voice of the Blue Raiders, hosts the football and men's. I host the women with Coach Rick and now Coach Matt Insel. Anyway, I want these specials. You know, you talk about cut $10 for lunch. You can't go to McDonald's for $10.
You
okay?
really can't.
Monday, a pick two. Tuesday, two beef or chicken tacos, chips and salsa. My favorite, smash burger with fries. I have celiac disease. They have gluten-free bread. Thursday, house salad with grilled or fried chicken. Friday, fish and chips. Wednesday, Italian night. Half off bottles of wine, and they got seven entrees for $12 each. And they have a dogs on the patio menu. You can bring your
dog,
and they have a menu where you can get them a beef patty or a chicken patty. I think it's $5 so you can feed your dog on the patio.
Oh, that's crazy.
Jeff just, and every Sunday night, it's buy one, get one free on their pizzas. Just a great place to hang. The Boulevard, it's BoulevardMurfreesboro.com is the website. More with Mickey Hyder right here, 101 with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman & Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville, on 94.9 The Fan. These are good times at Roy's Meat Service. Brandon Bigsby pulling the, what does Chase McCabe say, on the one and twos back at the 94.9 studio. Mickey Hyder, the guest, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb here in East Nashville. Roy's Meat Service. Mickey, former president of the Old Timers Baseball Association. 2002 was named Nashville's Mr. Baseball by the association. Tell the people about the Old Timers Baseball Association.
Well, it started in
88 years ago, right?
Yes, it was 88 years ago. Was that 39?
Yeah, I guess.
So
they said there'd be no math.
Yeah, that's good. So, but Harry Warhorse Rogers started what we used to call hot stove leagues, where guys would get around a stove and talk baseball, and it became an association, and they decided they were going to go to, it was a bar and grill here that where they were going to do a banquet, and that was the first one. And so 88 years later, we're still having an annual banquet, and then we've branched out into a golf tournament that you're aware of. And all the money that comes from the golf tournament goes into scholarships for deserving young seniors that live in the Middle Tennessee area.
300, I mean, I don't know if it's been updated. I see the website, 300-plus scholarships, over $750,000.
Yes.
$750,000 worth of scholarships.
Yeah, we're getting very close to a million.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's you know, every little bit helps when you're going to college these days, as you know. And you know, it's based on not just baseball. It's based on grades, character, a lot of different things, and we have a committee that sits down and goes through a bunch of applicants, and then they pick 10 or 12 or 14, depending on how much money we made on the golf tournament, scholarships that they split up among those guys. And like I said, parents are happy about that, and you get to see some up-and-coming young baseball players.
And the A-list of featured speakers, we just mentioned Raleigh. I mean, it's like Goose God. I mean, Hall of Famers.
Oh, yeah.
Left and right. I know you had Don Mattingly. That, not this one. I was at the one at the Sheraton this past year.
Yeah.
I make them. I've been coming for quite a while. I just love the, you know, and you, all the colleges, baseball programs are represented. Yep. A lot of the high school baseball, you know, and that. But the one I didn't make was the Ice Storm.
Yep.
two years ago.
I don't remember who the speaker was that year.
That was Don Mattingly. Oh. I don't think I was at the Don Mattingly. Was that Don Mattingly 2 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, that was the, yeah, it was Don, the night Don Mattingly. Yeah. Of course, Don Mattingly, Mike Schmitto, my mm-hmm. buddy Schmitty, of course, he worships Don Mattingly,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
And so I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't the one driving him around. And so the golf tournament is going to be September 23rd. It's always, what, the third Wednesday? But it's September 23rd, Ted Rhodes, the 29th year for that.
Yep. And yeah. it's the good part about it, it's not only do you get to play golf and do something good with the money, mm-hmm. but you're going to see people there that you hadn't seen in umpteen years if you're a Nashvilleian. And because it's a melting pot of all kinds of different people but have a love for baseball and obviously a love for golf as well.
Mickey Hyder, our guest here, one-on-one with GP. All-city catcher at Antioch High School.
Well.
Well, it's on your website. It must be true.
Well, it's true.
Who'd you play for? Who's the coach?
Jimmy Smith was the coach when I was there. But I got a lot more credit than I probably deserved. I led the team in hitting, and that helped out a great deal.
Yeah.
So, but I was motivated because I've been that guy that I'll give a funny line. I won't say who it was, but a friend of mine. We were playing, of all things, a pickup basketball game, and I am the worst basketball player ever. And one of the guys was getting kind of physical, and I said, "Hey, man, you need to lighten up." And he said he was going to kick a part of my anatomy. And my buddy that was standing there, I'll tell you who it was. It was a guy named Chili West. He said, "I wouldn't do that if I were you." He said, "Why? Don't you think I can kick his butt?" He said, "You might, but it'll take you all afternoon."
Yeah. You won't enjoy it.
And so that's kind of the way I approached baseball. I just, I was always doing the best I could do at the time.
Tell me about Lipscomb, playing there.
Well, Ken Dugan was the coach, and he's legendary.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And, it was a good experience for me. Practices at Lipscomb back then are practices like they are today at Lipscomb or Vanderbilt. He was way ahead of his time. There was always three or four baseballs going at one time. And I thought it was a circus when I was there, but now that's the way you do it. You know, each guy's getting 40, 50 ground balls, and pitchers are getting their reps in, and you're getting batting practice. And all this is happening at the same time. Occasionally, Vanderbilt will come down here to my fields. And if they're going to be playing on dirt, they want to get some balls on dirt. Because they're, as you know, turf at Vanderbilt. So just a few months ago, you know, Vanderbilt's bus shows up, and I got the whole Vanderbilt baseball team down there. And his practice, it was just kind of like, it was probably more organized than I've ever seen a practice.
Oh, Coach Corbin's.
Tim is just unbelievable. Yeah. But there were always at least four balls going at once, and everybody was getting rep, and it was like kind of watching a choreographed practice, if you know what I'm saying. It is a choreographed practice, and it was pretty amazing. But he's done that several times, and he knows he's always welcome to show up when he needs it.
Mickey Hyder, our guest this morning, one of, if you're going to put up together a Mount Rushmore of Nashville local baseball, he's, I don't know if you're on the top four, but you're a candidate. How about that?
Okay. Hopefully that won't have to be decided until I fall off the tractor.
So. Okay. Well, yeah. And he rode his gator up from Shelby Park. You got to get out of here at 11. What time can I leave? Right. Thanks a lot. Right. Yeah. Thanks a lot. You can leave when the show's over at 11 because you got to just go right back down the hill and get back to work.
Yeah. Like I said, we fixed the fields between each game.
Yeah.
And there's 10 games there today. So, you know, we want it to be as – we don't want the 3 o'clock game to be chewed all up, and the 9 o'clock game was great. You know what I'm saying?
I want to circle back to the O-timers baseball. The scholarships, obviously, you said you're approaching $1 million, 300, 350, 400, you know, young men that you've helped get to, you know, funding for that next level, the NIL world, not the Nashville Interscholastic League, but the name image, that sort of is changing a lot of the landscape of college athletics. Do you watch baseball, or do you have time to watch baseball?
Well, I watch baseball all day, every day. So yeah. Me going somewhere else to watch a game is a little bit like a postman going for a walk. So, you know, I'll see parts of 10 games today. So,
yeah.
And, you know, there'll be somebody that I know, and I'll have special interest in that game. And I, you know, Farrell Owens, who we mentioned earlier, he and I would always get into these rules, controversial things, you know, where does this run count? Does it not count?
Right.
And
is that your commissioner's hat that you wear?
Well, I have to. Yes, when there's a call that where it's a rule thing and not safe out or ball strike,
not a judgment call,
But if it's a rule thing, sometimes I have to intercede. And Farrell would always come in there with some crazy thing that I've never heard of before. But sometimes it's come in handy because, you know, I already knew and I was able to get with the umpires and go, no. It's a timing play. You know, they didn't appeal the play, so that run counts.
Right. So, or how they appealed it, they stepped off the mound.
All of the above.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of times because I'm sitting in the press box, I usually have seen the play and I can – intercede if I need to. I try not to. If the umpires can work it out and the coaches aren't complaining, I'm good. But if it gets down to what does the rule book say, then that's what I'll pull out and say, rule 33.5 says this.
I want to circle back around to with Nick, your son Nick, his podcast. He's also now the vice president of Sandline Sports with you, Hit Streak Podcast. He's knocking it out of the park with that.
He really is.
Like the pun?
Yeah, I do.
Pun intended. Come on, man.
In fact, when somebody says something profound, he hits a little button and it goes.
Oh.
And it goes, yeah.
So he knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, he really does. That's so funny. But it's not unlike your show. He's stolen from the best here, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's, you've been sniffing the fumes on your gator. Now you get into that. All right, well, let's take our last break. We'll be back and wrap it up with Mickey Hyder, 101 with Greg Puck, presented by Freeman Webb. It is at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville where you could get Wagyu beef and night crawlers all within 20 feet of each other on 94.9 The Fans, where you're listening. You know, Brandon, I don't know if you get this. This song by The Who starts out here in the fields.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to be, out there in the fields all
in
day.
In a few minutes.
In a few minutes. Mickey Hyder is our guest, truly one of Nashville's Mr. Baseball's. Also, one of a few things, this afternoon, 4 o'clock, the Nashville Cats are playing at the Michigan Arsenal. You can watch it on Vice Network all over the world, really, 40 million subscribers. You can get it on DirecTV, Comcast, all the different. And Eli Gold and former Alabama legend Bobby Humphrey do our Vice National Game of the Week. It's our national, the Arena Football League's AF1, our Game of the Week.
Wow.
So, and if you aren't there, come on over to Clarksville, Shelby's Trio, the top floor. It's called Skyline Bar, Skyline 500 Bar, right across the entrance of Clarksville. We're having a watch party. We're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff and just hanging out. If anybody wants to drive up or if you're in the Clarksville area, come on over and hang out with us this afternoon at 4.
It's only an hour.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've got it down to a I know my car hits automatic drive with that. Mickey Hyder is our guest, and we started the show. When you leave here today, where are you going?
I'll jump on the gator just
right outside. Yep.
Right outside the door here and head down to the fields because they'll be finishing up game one on both fields, and we'll repair those fields and get them ready for game two.
Is this, what league is this?
This is not a league.
It's
this
a tournament?
This is a tournament.
Okay.
And there's, like I said, there'll be 20 different teams there today. So, and these are all the high school age kids today. So, it's some pretty good baseball, actually. You see some really good plays, and a few guys will hit a home run or two here and there. And it's good baseball.
Once again, the Sandlot and what you're doing with that as well. Talk about, again, I want to circle back around a little bit with just how important it is, how you feel it is to keep, to maintain, I call it an outreach.
Well, it is. You know, as I mentioned to you before the show started, four generations of my family played on one of those fields, and the other one got named after me, so It's more than just groundskeeping. It's a labor of love, and I do things. I'm OCD when it comes to the darn fields, and so I do things that I don't have to do, but I want it to look a certain way and play a certain way.
Where do you get your umpires?
We have two different associations. Longtime head umpire Doris Armstrong, who everybody knows.
White's Creek, a defensive coordinator legend.
Yes.
Well, Doris Armstrong.
He, up until this year, has been my signer. But,
okay.
But they've got some younger guys now, and Doris is retired. It's hard to find good umpires, actually, but we have a pretty good association here.
Yeah, because you hear that in high schools, because the commitment, and then you got people just ragging on you
the whole time.
Yeah,
it's funny though. The parents grow up just like the kids do. Mm-hmm. I've got high school age, as I mentioned this weekend. They're a lot better behaved than the 13 and 14 year old parents. I mean, they just are. You know, they've already been there, done that. Junior is, he's already a sophomore, or a junior in high school. And the games are even kind of quieter, and you don't hear, "Oh, come on, Blue," is every five pitches, So I think the parents grow up with the kids, so it works out fine.
Yeah.
So
give me your thoughts, Major League Baseball.
Well,
will it work here?
Oh, sure it will.
Yeah.
We've got all the other sports. Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, we got the Super Bowl now. Yeah.
Yeah. We got soccer. We've got, the Titans. I mean, why not? I mean, us in Salt Lake City, I think, are the two leading candidates. And I think either expansion or somebody changing locations will get us a team here.
Well, if it's a relocation, that ownership group would maintain. If it's an expansion, you would need a new ownership group to take that lead. And I know we have the group that's the Stars, obviously, putting that together right now.
Yeah, and they're ready to go. It's just a matter of
where are they going to put that field? that stadium?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, the initial thought was on the East Bank where the old Steiner Lift thing is, but that's already kind of getting spoken for with a neighborhood and some parks and some other things.
Right.
So I really don't know.
Well, they said they're just in between Tennessee State and the river.
Yeah.
Right through there.
Yep.
Yeah.
That could be any of those locations.
They could put it in Rutherford County for me. That'd be fine for me.
Well, it'd be.
It needs to be. I'm afraid I don't care, but with the Cardinals, Reds, Braves, it'd be tough to put another National League team there. Maybe an American League team. I'd love it to be the National League.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. It'd be great.
Yep. Mickey, thank you.
Thank you. Yep. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for everything you do, too, man.
Well, I try my best, and anybody feel like slumming, they can find me at Shelby Park.
All right, go go get in your gator, get back to work.
All right, buddy.
Brandon Bigsby, great job by you promoting. Hey, everybody, once again, 4 o'clock, the Cats and the Michigan Arsenal on Vice Networks all over the place, and then you can come up to the watch party at Shelby's Trio in Clarksville. You want to hang out this afternoon. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.